Labasha McKinley of Madison loves texting and talking on the phone. The 17-year-old has three cell phones.
So, like, I could text one person and talk on the phone to the other person at the same time. I text, like, while I'm eating. I text while I'm cooking. I text while I'm reading.
It's this kind of multitasking that has doctors dismayed. Enough cell phone users are hurting or even killing themselves while texting that the American College of Emergency Physicians is sounding a safety warning. As a flight physician for UW Hospitals in Madison, Dr. Michael Abernathy has witnessed the dangerous side of texting.
I've seen several horrible accidents involving teenagers and cell phones. You're going to have to focus both to read the message and also to type out the message. So, I'd find it nearly impossible to drive under those conditions.
Yet, some do, with costly consequences. Dr. Abernathy was rammed in a three-vehicle pileup caused by a texter. No one was hurt, but Abernathy estimates the $30,000 in damage to the vehicles made that one of the costliest calls the young woman ever made, in her parents' car, no less.
New Toyota, really nice car, and she was texting at the time, looking down, not paying attention that the truck in front of her had stopped, and she rear-ended the truck probably at about 20 miles per hour, and in turn, that truck went into the back of my vehicle.
In Illinois, members of a committee on distracted driving say the state should consider cracking down on pedestrians who text. David Drucker is spokesman for Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White.
One of the issues that did come up was this question about ticketing people who were texting while they were walking in intersections. Mr. White believes that issue should be looked at, but that it needs further study.
All the fuss over phones is not necessary, according to Dr. Stephen Hargarten, chief of emergency medicine at Froedtert Hospital in Milwaukee. He says most pedestrian accidents involving text messaging are minor.
Responding by having legislation that intrudes into people's personal activities, I think it's going to be extremely challenging, and it's going to be very difficult, I think, for large populations to accept that.
At the University of Illinois, new students are warned about the perils of texting while walking. Dale Burke of the UW-Madison Police doesn't know of any accidents on the campus, but notes people might be reluctant to admit they were distracted if it resulted in a mishap. Sergeant Burke says trying to curb texting would stifle a generation of young people who grew up in the digital age.
It is the primary way they communicate with each other when, you know, they're not together. And sometimes even when they're together, they're texting back and forth across the table.
Text messages cost more than a phone call. However, that added expense doesn't deter a lot of users. The bigger cost, ER doctors say, is what can happen when people don't text safely. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.